Hi, this is I Allegedly. Welcome back. I'm Dan. Got a good one for you today because now you can finance your lunch. That sandwich could end up on your credit report. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. I wanted to come down because I heard the tide was coming in. The sea is kind of rough, so we went to Moss Point. We've walked out here a lot. Seen people lay out on the beach, but here's a perfect example where the beach is gone and it's just really, really rough out there. It mixes everything up, gets rid of all the seaweed, cleans up the coastline. It's kind of cool. But things are crazy right now in the economy. People are actually out using buy now, pay later for food, DoorDash, for sandwiches, or even your Big Mac, guys. And sandwich places like Jersey Mike's, you can go there and you can buy a sandwich and buy now, pay later, you know, and pay it over the course of a few months. Now, here is the big lie. This is insane, first of all, because bring food from home, go buy something, don't finance it. The lie is sometimes you just want to put things on a delayed credit purchase. Now, it's one thing to put it on a credit card. I understand that. There is a huge percentage of people that are out buying lunch as we hit almost $18 trillion in personal debt. People are out financing lunch and things like that on their credit cards, which is insane. I know a lot of business people that do this, but they pay it off at the end of the month. They get their miles and they run their lives in a regimented manner. The rest of these people that are buy now, pay later, it is terrible. Women are buying lipstick, mascara, things like that with this buy now, pay later, and it is absolutely horrible. It's a terrible precedent. You don't want to do this. And you can sit there, oh, these are kids, Dan. They're irresponsible people. Again, you have such a huge percentage of people that cannot afford to pay their bills right now on a regular basis that they're out financing everything. And the worst thing is that I've investigated this buy now, pay later stuff, and it's very simple. Let's put it this way. Hey, Jennifer, your payment for the mascara is due on Friday. Would you like to extend it? If you extend it, it's only going to cost you $5 in interest. Click, I extend it. Now, the problem with this is as of April 1st, if you do this, they can go out and they can put that on your credit report. So they know that you're buying this stuff, where before you had no problem doing this. Now, one thing that I've done in my past is I financed things and needed to borrow money at very different times in my life, and I would search out things like this. So one thing that people have asked before is, oh yeah, if you've got this finance in these different places, share them with us. Some business people will use this. Now, again, if you are going out and you get yourself a big contract and you need money and you need to put something off, I understand financing that. I really do. Getting the money to pay for the materials to get the project built. I get that. The problem is to go out and finance your lunch is insanity. It's absolutely insane. Now, I've put meals on credit cards before. We all have. That's not the point. The point is that people do this in three easy payments. They do the Big Mac in three easy payments. They do the sandwich. And three easy payments, the lipstick, the eyeliner, that's stupid right now. Now, one thing that's been going around is a challenge, and the challenge is the no-spend challenge. It can be a no-spend week. It can be a no-spend month. It can be a no-spend year. Well, I am really into this, and I started researching this. Different ways for people to get themselves financially in order. There's two things that are very popular, the snowball method and the avalanche method. The snowball method is where basically you pay your smallest bill first, get rid of it. Credit card debt, get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Now the avalanche is where you get rid of the highest interest rate and pay that off first. Pay the minimum and everything else. You do the same thing on the snowball method, but get rid of it so that you don't have these bills. The problem with it is when you look at these companies, Klarna, Affirm, PayPal, buy now, pay later. They all do the same thing where they just put off the inevitable that you don't have the money to pay for that. So don't do it, but don't do this for food. Don't do this for food. You have a problem. You're the junkie if you have to do this. The no spend year is only on necessities. And I know business people. I know YouTubers doing this. I know TikTokers doing this. I know business people that are doing this. And it's a great way to run your life because it makes a lot of sense. You know what? Do I really need that? And I've been asking myself that lately. Do I really need that? Now, traveling a lot this year. There's going to be a lot of cool stuff coming out. This new website that's going to be launched in the next few weeks. All this cool and exciting stuff that takes money to do that. So with that, we've been preparing. I've been saving and I've been getting ready for staff and for everything I have to do for that. So there's things you have to spend money on. If you run a business, you know that. But right now, the tariff festival has begun. Get ready for the tariffs. With that being said, you've got to go out and do everything you can to make sure that your finances are in order and that you are not part of the problem. Do something different. Don't spend the money. Don't piss it away. I'm telling you, when you need to borrow money, if you had one of these things on your record and you didn't pay a $100 bill, or you had a late payment on something like this, it's going to destroy your credit. If you want to buy a house, if you want to get a better rate on cars, things like that, that's the key for this. Don't finance this stuff this way, please. But look at your finances, because so many people are tapped out and broke. Just don't spend. Don't spend. I'm telling you, this is going to get worse before it gets better. So many businesses are hurting. We see all these different companies out there that are facing bankruptcy. You see all this liquidation happening over and over and over again. You know? Do you know anybody that's done this? Share it with the audience. Okay? Let us know what you think so far. I'm going to go down the street a little bit. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. You know, let's face it, guys. Gold has gone up over $500 an ounce in 2025 alone. You've seen unbelievable growth. And the sky's the limit. Experts say that gold could hit as high as $4,000 an ounce very soon. The best place to buy gold, silver, and all precious metals is Patriot Gold Group. Number one rated for 9 years in a row. Contact them today, 888-330-1431. If you don't want to call them, use the link below. They will answer all your questions. But guys, look at what's going on in the world. Things are not getting easier. Tariffs are coming in a big, big way. We all know this. The stock market experts have said that you haven't seen anything yet and that the S&P 500 could drop dramatically from where it's at. Protect yourself before it's too late. Number one rated Patriot Gold Group, all types of precious metals. Contact them today. Let them know that Dan from I Allegedly sent you. 888-330-1431. Contact them today. Let them answer all your questions. Now, we're all in this together. And one thing that I'm very grateful for, and I hope you guys are too, is when people send us stuff in the mail, or the user expertise, like when I talked about the broker, Aaron, and Aaron Smiles is his name, and he's, you know, a no-nonsense broker. He sent me all this stuff on the Hooters bankruptcy, you know. And again, who fills those places if they go out of business completely? They're hoping that their 121 locations, you know, when they sell them to the 100, you know, franchisee that owns 100 units, that they're going to be able to take care of everything. Who knows? Who knows? But it's a big location to fill. So next thing is Laura from Connecticut sent me something and just said, Dan, please block out my name and my policy number, but this is ridiculous. Now look at this. Here is a letter from Nationwide saying, hey, on your dwelling coverage, your homeowner's policy, we calculated that wrong. Notice the letter, guys, doesn't say, oh, by the way, the rate was X and now it's going to be Y and, you know, this is what you're going to pay. No, we're just going to reflect on your next charge, the correct amount will be billed. What's that? How much is that? So, guys, please understand this. Every now and then we catch a break. Whether this was a break or not for Laura is beyond me. I don't know. And I don't even think she knows. I just think that this is nonsense, because what can we squeeze out of people? That's what the problem is right now. And that's what the most difficult part of all this is. You can control your own finances, but she's got to have homeowner's insurance. She probably has a mortgage on the house. So again, idiocy to get rid of your homeowner's insurance. I'm telling you, you want to see them call your loan in? They will do that. This is Ruby Street by Ruby Park. Again, free price of parking. Come down here. They've got tables over here where you can, you know, play checkers, chess, and stuff like that in this beautiful weather. But again, we're all in this together. One thing that's crazy about this go back to work thing that I absolutely got a kick out of was Seattle, Amazon. Amazon says everybody's got to come back to work 5 days a week. How about this? The Amazon office building and the office complex and all the surrounding businesses are saying this is the greatest thing ever. All this traffic of all the Amazon employees, it's like 2019 again. We're starting to see more people here. We're starting to see people buy things. Nail salons are busy. The sandwich shops are busy. The coffee places are busy because people are out shopping because of the 5 day a week. Because listen, you're going to be away from your house 10 hours. You know, you gotta eat something. Might as well pick up my dry cleaner. Might as well use that dry cleaner down by Amazon again. That's what it is, guys. And again, you don't want to do this. You don't want to have, you don't want to socialize. I get it. Okay. I know enough people like that. But you've got to get out. You've got to get amongst them. And these businesses are suffering and have been suffering. But read the article below, because it talks about how busy the traffic is. And it's like it's 2019 again. So pre-COVID days, this is really great. And there's nothing, you know, that you can do about that. You know, too, you can't combat it and say it's a bad thing that these people are back to work. Airline stocks, they're talking about how Delta, American, even Spirit, even the discount airlines, Spirit and United, how they're ready for a light summer. And they're all going to blame tariffs. People are not going to travel because of tariffs. They're not going to travel, guys, again, because they just don't have the money. They're not going to do it. It's too expensive. Hotels are expensive. I am telling you guys, I budget everything. Everything I do. Now, baseball season's back. We go to the baseball game. We don't eat at the stadium. I think I'm drinking a $16 beer and buying a $9 hot dog. No. Don't do that, guys. Go to the game. Sit there. Watch the game. That's that. You want to travel? I'm telling you, I get a hotel room. I eat in the room most of the time. So not everybody wants to do that. Not everybody can do that. You're going to sit there and see this stagflation get worse. You're going to see, you know, the high unemployment, you know, the low demand, the inflation that's still up there continue. Now, I get people that write me and say, hey, once Trump announces these tariffs, you know, you're going to see Jerome Powell step in and lower interest rates. Really? Really? I'm telling you guys, I have seen so many areas around the country where real estate, the smart agents are saying, get used to your 6% mortgage. It's going to be like this for a while. So the rest of them are trying to kid you that it's going to drop down to 3% and 2%. I had a woman walk up to me at a Chinese restaurant last week telling me how she had refinanced in the 2s and will never leave. She was a very elderly woman. And how she will never leave that house for that reason. And I mean, that's great, because you'll never see, your kids will never see that. So let me know what you think so far. It's a lot to cover. I want to remind you very quickly of two things, and that is Bob Kudla's having a trading class on how to trade stocks. It's for beginners, intermediates, and pros. April 17th, 1:30 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Sign up at bobstradingclass.com. The link will be below. And we have a private channel called called I Allegedly Live that is uncensored. It is things that we can't talk about other places, but you sign up for that at iallegedly.tv. Check it out today. Now, a couple things that are interesting. California wants to have a new law that would go around the country, and that is, let's say you're a renter and you want your rent reported to the credit reporting agencies. You can do that. Let's say you're a good tenant, you pay your rent all the time. You can be able to report this to TransUnion, Equifax, Experian, and pay a small fee. It's like $8-$12 a month, something like that. And you'll be able to have them, you know, report your rent payments, which is kind of cool. Disney just had the live action Snow White, and this one actress single-handedly basically killed the entire movie. And the point of this is that they're going to lose $120 million on that movie. Hello. Ow. Okay. So, again, I don't watch anything Disney anymore for a myriad of reasons, but kind of wild that they're experiencing this. Gold right now, gold is going through the roof, guys, right now. We just saw another all-time high yesterday, and, you know, $4,000, guys, is what they're talking about. Read the article below, because it talks about how you're just seeing it take off. Now, is this all tariff-related? I don't know. Maybe. Is it all bad economy-related? Yes. I've had a lot of people write me with their theories that this is the beginning of hyperinflation. Let's hope not. Because, you know, what's a world look like with, you know, $25,000 an ounce gold and $200 an ounce silver? I don't know. I think it's bleak. But do a lot of people predict that? Yes, they do. Now, Hudson Bay is a big retailer in the UK. They're laying off 200 people right now. But that's not even the beginning of it right now. Another beautiful spot out here. Here's the thing about this. They're going to lay off 200 people, but with all the WARN notices, the WARN, W-A-R-N notices that they send out, what these do is they tell you, hey, listen, you're going to lose your job in 60 days. I want you to look at the number of companies, because this, I'm going to let this scroll by for you. This is the number of companies that these people are losing their jobs, getting laid off in April of 2025. End of days, people. End of days. This is it. This is the end. Okay? So you can sit there and say, oh, it's not that bad. People are just adjusting. These are all adults, guys. These are all probably head of their own households, losing their jobs left and right. Some of these are little companies that have 10 or less employees. Some have hundreds. And with that being said, who knows what's going to happen? But that list is unbelievable. Now, final story, Dairy Queen. People are not buying ice cream. They're not buying the dipped cones. Dairy Queen in Texas alone is closing 37 locations. 37, guys. It's going to bring the total to 50 locations closed. That's a huge, huge deal, guys. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Fun when the tide comes in. It's better when the tide's out. So hope everybody's well, and I will see you very soon. But don't finance that sandwich.